This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Let's get into the market update with Joe Farr. Joe, good to have you here, friend.
Hey, Dave. MBS prices are down a little bit today, about 30 seconds, so not a lot. Stock market's up nicely.
Yeah.
It's up about 280 points. It opened higher this morning as the Asian markets rallied on news that the Bank of Japan was increasing the amount of assets that they were going to purchase. So a little QE support for the system there. And then it continued a little bit higher, you know, with more and more talk about, you know, the opening of the market. Maybe these are the steps necessary to get things going again. So a good morning in the stock market. So again, last week, Dave, MBS prices were pretty much unchanged for the week. There was a little volatility early. You know, last Monday was the first day of the Fed's reduced purchases of MBS, and that might have weighed on the little drop in the market then. And then, you know, during the week, and we're going to be talking about this later, as the news came out about servicing advances and buying loans and security and the liquidity of servicers and possibly even the agencies, there was some volatility in, as the market reacted to some of that. I can imagine that's pretty important to investors as they're buying Fannie and Freddie MBS or Universal MBS. The economic data that came out last week really didn't have a big effect on the market. It did show what people would expect it to show, right? Housing activity was down, consumer sentiment was down, durable orders was down, so as expected. Looking at this week, we actually may see, it's been several weeks in a row when I've said that the economic data had very little effect on things. I see a little more, a bigger chance for the more traditional market movers to come into play this week, that starting with that being central bankers and the data. So looking at central bankers, you know, I mentioned the Bank of Japan heading to the volume of purchases that they're going to make. We've got a Fed meeting this week. They're going to announce their statement at 2 o'clock, and then there'll be a press conference following by Chairman Powell. Really no new major announcements are expected, but we may get more guidance on their asset purchase program and see where they're coming from, see what Chairman Powell sees, how he sees the economy moving forward from here, both in the near term and the long term. Then on Thursday, the European Central Bank is going to issue its policy statement, and they are expected to announce increases in asset purchases, so further support for the market. And they're even going to start buying some riskier debts. That could be good for stocks, and that can always spill over into the bond market and have a negative effect on bonds. There is important economic data to come out during the week. Its first quarter GDP is going to come out on Wednesday. It's expected to show a 4% contraction for the first quarter. Then we got pending home sales for March are going to be released, and they're expecting a 10% drop from February. Core PCE is going to be released on Thursday. It too is expected to show a contraction, This one of 1/10 contraction. You know, Thursday we got another round of weekly jobless claims. Big numbers coming out there. They're expected to fall from 4.4 million last week to 3.5 million this week, which is a trend in the right direction, but still big numbers. ISM manufacturing for April, which is important because this is going to be the first of the April activity. It's expected to show a 20% drop from March activity, big reductions. And then even, we got lots of big name companies coming out this week to announce the results for their first quarter. And
that is going to be interesting.
Yeah, it could be market moving on the stock market, which again could spill over into the bond market. So, you know, I do see this week having a good possibility of being more volatile than we've seen over the last few weeks. I don't know if it'd be net good or net not so good, but certainly a chance for more volatility.
There is no question that this could be really interesting. Earnings, everyone's been pointing to when earnings start showing up. First quarter specifically, second quarter is going to be really telling. It's going to be very fascinating what happens to the equity side of it. As those deteriorate, so goes it better for MBSs. So excellent. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it very much. I hope you can stay involved all the way and get into the discussion with Dan. I'm really excited about having, again, Dan Habib on. We're going to be talking about all that's going on. They do a great job on the daily commentary of what's going on in the markets. You need to check out MBSHighway.com. If you're not signed up for that service, folks, highly recommend it. It's the one I use constantly and listening and looking at. Be sure to stay tuned. We got Dan Habib coming on a little bit later. Did I say Barry earlier? I know Barry so well, it's like they just default to that. Apologies to Dan if I did. Anyway, I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Finastra, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, the Community Mortgage Lenders of America, Indicom, Incelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, AI Assist, Celebrity Home Loans, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Modex, Velma, VendorSurf, Vidyard. Special thank you to Alice, Andy, Alan, and Joe for them being here and making this podcast possible each and every week. Have a great week, everybody. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.